102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. Good morning, it's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Marcus Foster Education Institute. Please welcome from the Marcus Foster Education Institute, Miko McDonald. Hello, Miko.
Hello.
And also with the Institute and the Program Manager for the College Bound Brotherhood Program, please welcome Dean Hassan.
Peace.
Welcome to KBLX Cares. Well, it's called the Marcus Foster Education Institute. So let's start by making sure our KBLX audience knows who Marcus Foster was, please. Miko?
Absolutely. So Dr. Marcus A. Foster was a education pioneer from the Philadelphia area. And in the early 70s, he was recruited to be the first African-American superintendent of the Oakland Unified School District. And in that role, he started the Oakland Education Fund, which was then named the Marcus A. Foster Educational Institute upon his assassination in 1973. And since then, we've been able to provide various programs to the Oakland students and the surrounding Bay Area students to support academic excellence.
Academic excellence, and I know it's a lot about academic equity as well, making sure that there's full access for all Oakland students.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell me a little bit more about the program, some of the services that you provide, and I know that there are a lot of scholarships that are offered under the umbrella of the Marcus Foster Education Institute.
Yes, one of our first programs was a scholarship fund, which was started in 1975. And at that time, we were giving out scholarships that ranged from maybe $500 to $2,500 to Oakland seniors. Mm-hmm. And they had to reach a certain GPA requirement, complete an essay, and also provide letters of recommendation to compete for these various scholarships. Mm-hmm. And so since that time, we've been able to award about a little over 5,000 scholarships to students in the Bay Area.
Funding and partnerships with whom? How are you able to come up with the money?
We have several funders, individual funders, corporate funders, corporations, and foundations. Mm-hmm. We have a partnership with the Clorox Company, with the Port of Oakland, Bank of the West, Wells Fargo. We have various corporate funders that support us for our scholarship programs. They may host a scholarship or they might just have a yearly donation that they provide.
Okay. And most importantly, how does our KBLX audience and these young youth in Oakland, how do they take advantage of these scholarships?
Our scholarship opened in January. Deadline is March 2nd. They can go to our website, marcusfoster.org, and there's a big tab to click on it, and it takes you to the link to the application, providing all the details. Students have to be, actually for the high school seniors, they have to be an Oakland student, or they have to, for the African-American young men that are high school seniors, they have to be in one of the 9 Bay Area school districts. Mm-hmm. And so then we also have a scholarship opportunity for continuing undergraduate college students. And all of the requirements are listed on our website. But one thing is important for students to know is there is no GPA requirement. Mm. A lot of times students are deterred from applying because they figure they're not eligible because of they might have a lower GPA. But that's not the case. The scholarships, we have over 40 different scholarships you can apply for today, fast forwarding to 2018, almost 45 years later, and the scholarships range from $500 to $5,000 with no GPA requirement. Now, some of the scholarship funders do have earmarks, like parameters they set, and they say this student needs to have 2 letters of recommendation, or they have to be in this demographic. They may need to be a nursing student, but all that information is provided on the website.
Okay. Well, I would love to hear more about some of the specific scholarships you mentioned for nursing students, but also, Dean, you are the program director for College Bound Brotherhood.
Yes.
And I think you said it serves, it has to be youth within the 9 Bay counties. Is that correct?
Yeah, they have to graduate from one of the 9 Bay Area school districts. Mm-hmm. So West Contra Costa, Oakland, Hayward, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Antioch. The Brotherhood in particular focuses on Black young men coming out of those districts.
And do you do outreach, or how do you find the youth? How do the youth best find you?
Yeah, so our website and social media has been instrumental in the outreach. And shout out to BK for developing that. Mm-hmm. We also partner with community-based organizations that are based in those 9 Bay Area counties. And they are the ones that are in you know, connection and relationship, not only with the students, but also with the districts. Mm-hmm. So they're able to disseminate that information and to promote the scholarship opportunities.
And is there a link through the Marcus Foster website, which is marcusfoster.org?
Yeah, the Brotherhood. When you go to the website, you'll see a tab that is entitled Initiatives, I believe. Mm. And when you click on that tab, you'll see Brotherhood. And you can go to the Brotherhood page and you can see the evaluation report that was done on the program that looked at its progress and successes and recommendations that came from the field, from the organizations we work with, from the young people that came through the program since 2013 to present. The link to that report is also on the website.
Well, let's take a look at some of these youth who have come through the program with the Marcus Foster Education Institute for decades now, and with the College Bound Brotherhood, you said, since 2013. Tell us about the Brotherhood and tell us about some of the programs. You're the program director, Dean. Tell us what the programs look like.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention our fearless leader, Alicia Dixon, who, you know, might cringe with us using program, that term, too often, because the focus of Marcus Foster is system change in public education. So though we will always maintain our foundation, which is in scholarships, our ultimate goal is to work with community-based organizations, with the funding community, with public systems to figure out how we can serve all young people in an equitable way. We talked about equity earlier on. So I just wanted to pinpoint that.
Yes, thank you.
The Brotherhood started officially in 2008. We took it on in 2013, but it started in response to a murder that happened in San Francisco, and some philanthropic partners and community-based organizations came together and started brainstorming on how post-secondary success and access to those opportunities could alleviate, deter young people from being as vulnerable to those realities. Mm-hmm. And so when we looked at the data and we looked at, you know, what was happening with young black men throughout the nine Bay Area counties, the recurring theme, as is the case across the country, unfortunately, was that we were leading the league in all the wrong categories. The Brotherhood grew out of that, initially with the focus on, again, scholarships. And since then, our focus has shifted into the systemic level, because you can put $20 billion in the scholarships, but if young people don't get the things that they need and have the experience that they need to not only be prepared for post-secondary, but to come out of the K-12 system with a certain enthusiasm about going into and a certain confidence about going into post-secondary, then it doesn't matter how much money you give out.
Mm-hmm. And did you all, as the Brotherhood, find Marcus Foster's Institute and kind of come under that umbrella?
We saw this program that definitely had the outlet and the audience to reach the masses. And we, our name is a brand, and we've always had that mission as a part of, under our umbrella. So it was like a match made. Mm-hmm. And so also with the Brotherhood, we've had the opportunity to reach the other counties. Before 2013, we were concentrated in Oakland. Mm-hmm. But now we've been able to reach Marin and Solano County, San Francisco County. So,
do you find that your scholarships go under noticed? Do you have an outpouring, just an overload of applications for these 40 some odd scholarships that you all offer? Or do you find that there's just many youth out there that don't even recognize that the money's available?
I would say that they just don't realize the money is available. Every year we try to come up with a massive outreach plan to just go to every high school, make sure it's on our website. Bestman's doing a great job of posting weekly on our social media outlets. And you'd be surprised at the parents and the students that contact us like on March 3rd, the day after the deadline. It's like, oh, I didn't know. And so if we just can find a way to reach ten thousands of thousands of thousands of students just to get out there. And we tell a lot of students, like I said earlier, are discouraged because they think they're just not eligible, and they'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. I think every student should apply. That is eligible.
Well, hopefully with this on KBLX Cares, you'll get a little bit more coverage. KBLX family, please take full advantage of these 40-some-odd scholarships being offered under the Marcus Foster Education Institute. The website, again, is marcusfoster.org. They have a location in Oakland, 2000 Franklin Street. Their phone number is 510-777-1600. And Miko, as you mentioned, there's no GPA requirement here. So many youth and many parents may think that they're not eligible. What about the paperwork? Sometimes folks get a little bit turned off by having to fill out the paperwork, or they get a little bit distracted by the difficulty to get through that kind of paperwork. Do you all help with that system as well?
Absolutely. We've tried to simplify the process in the last few years. We went from a paper application to an online application. Mm-hmm. So again, with the click of a button, students are asked just to go to marcusfoster.org. There's a tab at the top for our scholarship application. In big print, deadline March 2nd, and it's really user-friendly. It walks you through all the steps, but there also is our phone number right on the top. They're welcome to give us a call. We also have an info email that students can send us a quick email if they have a question about uploading documents. Mm-hmm. For several of the application, the various awards, they might have to submit a letter of recommendation and their FAFSA information, which deadline is also March 2nd.
Okay.
And so if they have questions about uploading those documents, they're welcome to call us or email us.
And it's probably a pretty good practice, whether or not they win the award, but to get into the practice of knowing that these are available and applying and recognizing their worth on paper and getting some recognition.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's definitely a good practice because it's so much money. We're just one, and this goes back to the point where you were asking about the information being promoted. There's so many organizations in the Bay Area, and there's so much scholarship money there. So it's definitely a good practice for them to, you know, to go through the application process. You got to have these documents regardless of what you're going to have a FAFSA. You're going to have a verification of enrollment. So it's just good to have that stuff on hand and to just become accustomed to the process.
I can imagine asking for a letter of recommendation from a peer or from an educator as well, as a young person, what that must look like and feel like to receive that letter and those kind words, and to be able to read that and hold that in their own folder. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some of these educators have some beautiful things to say about these young applicants.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And some of the letters do speak to that. Mm-hmm. You take pride in reading them and knowing that these are the students we've selected. These will be our alumni because they and students. There's always, if any student is hesitant on who to ask, counselors, teachers, friends of the family, supervisors, people that work with you day to day that know your character, those are all people you can seek a letter of recommendation from.
All right. So the deadline is March the 2nd. The 2017-2018 scholarship applications are live at marcusfoster.org. Again, any questions regarding these scholarships, multiple scholarships, 510-777-1600. Many of those scholarships include college-bound brotherhood
opportunities.
Yes,
we offer 2-year and 4-year scholarship opportunities. The student does not have to necessarily be going to a 4-year to be eligible for our awards.
And do you have partnerships with colleges locally and nationwide where you are referring students as well?
Yeah, so there's a partnership with Foothill College. I personally work closely with our brother Jason Seals at Merritt College, who runs the African Studies Department. So
and Chabot.
And Chabot College, yeah. Striving Black Brothers Coalition. Shout out to Chabot.
Yes.
Okay, so family, please do not let this money sit idly by. It is here for you. Marcus Foster Education Institute, numerous scholarships. The address in Oakland, again, is 2000 Franklin Street, 510-777-1600. And the website, again, marcusfoster.org. Deadline to apply, March the 2nd.
And one last thing. We, every year, put together a graduation event where we celebrate, again, the Black men coming out of the districts that we work with, the 5 Bay Area school districts. That event is going to be held on May 19th. We're still working on the locations, but once those details are nailed down, it'll be posted on our website. And we're also introducing a small business loan opportunity for young people coming out of high school who have business ideas, who obviously wouldn't be able to go through the traditional routes of getting a bank loan.
Yeah.
So these would be zero interest small business loans. And the reason why they're loans is to give the young people also the opportunity to build credit. Mm-hmm. So again, they can find more information about that. We're going to post the application maybe next week.
Okay. Yeah. And that's online at marcusfoster.org.
Yes.
Yes. And we also want to encourage people to volunteer. This season is really busy for us, so we're always looking for scholarship readers. Anyone that has extra time to read our scholarship applications are welcome to go to our website, marcusfoster.org, click on the volunteer tab. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. MarcusFoster.org, 510-777-1600, and it's 2000 Franklin Street in Oakland. Marcus Foster Education Institute. Thank you to Miko McDonald and Dean Hassan, our hosts this morning on KBLX Cares.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention this morning. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve a spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.